Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hello, greetings. How are you? This is Jorge at Radio Free Brooklyn, where we are bringing you hurdy-gurdy songs for our program today, episode number 22, where we're going to talk primarily, we're switching into the area of jazz, a program we call Freedom Jazz. This is episode one. Why jazz? Well, hurdy-gurdy songs and jazz are a perfect exchange, connection, because what we try to do with hurdy-gurdy songs, as we know from our previous shows, we've tried to cover themes of songs that are very much drawing from social action, from social engagement. I would like to get right into that. And I would like to start with, of course, not a chronological, but kind of almost a stylistic transitioning from different periods of jazz. For example, I'd like to start with a song done by the great Louis Armstrong. Andy Rasoff's song, very famous song called What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue? I'm going to start with this, and we'll talk a little bit more about it and why we're focusing on jazz. Jazz as a form of social activism, as socially conscious, what I call artist as activist of sound. Jazz is a freedom dance. Thank you.
cold empty bed. Spring's heart is lead. Feel like old men. Wished I was dead. What did I do to be so black and blue? Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? I'm white inside, but that don't help my case. 'Cause I can't hide what is in my face. Yes. How would it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Did I do to be so black and blue? Great Armstrong with Arvel Shaw on bass, Eddie Shue on drums, Danny Barcelona on drums, Billy Kyle on piano, Tyree Glenn on trombone, and of course Louis Armstrong on vocals and trumpet. Armstrong, the seminal figure in early jazz, has been well noted in many ways, in many places. Was also very much active in politically. For example, the Governor Faubus in Little Rock, Arkansas, who did not want to integrate the schools, caused Armstrong to really call him out. And this song, What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue, another example of this race consciousness, this social consciousness on the part of Armstrong. Let's move on to the work of Dave Brubeck, another jazz player, and a piece of his, Cultural Exchange.
It was clear to the local press, he quelled the riots of far off Greece, restored the place to comparative peace. That's what we call cultural exchange. 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 When this build the riots were routed, people danced and cheered and shouted. The headlines mattered, the hours is, they dropped their stones and they rhymed with this. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange.
was in Greece.
What a game, what a game.
Thank you.
Line them up, take them away, don't give them no break. That's Rahsaan Roland Kirk on the whistle, flute, harmonica, tenor saxophone. Percy Heath on cello. Hilton Ruiz on keyboards. Sonny Brown on drums. Philip Bowler bass. And Steve Turay on trombone. Yeah, Rahsaan Roland Kirk calling out the corrupt politicians. So here we are talking about freedom jazz. And before that, we heard Armstrong again. Louis Armstrong, along with David Brubeck and Dave Lambert, Hendrix and Ross. Great vocal group doing cultural exchange. So again, high awareness of the meaning of jazz as an international music, as a global voice for freedom songs, a type of freedom songs. I want to share with you something that Cornel West in Race Matters, this comes from that publication. Quote, to be a jazz freedom fighter is to attempt to galvanize and energize world-weary people into forms of organization with accountable leadership that promote critical exchange and broad reflection. The interplay of individuality and unity is not one of uniformity and unanimity imposed from above, but rather of conflict among diverse groupings that reach a dynamic consensus subject to questioning and criticism. As with a soloist in a jazz quintet, or band, individuality is promoted in order to sustain and increase the creative tension with the group, a tension that yields higher levels of performance to achieve the aim of the collective project. Cornel West from Race Matters. And that's kind of our working thesis on today's program. Right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, located in beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn, incredible community station, and we are broadcasting today on what is Giving Tuesday. And I must ask you to please support this station, this program, Hurdy Gurdy Songs, and the work that we're doing. It's community-minded. We're engaged with education programs. We're engaged with incredible programming that brings you music that you won't hear anywhere else, in a way that you won't hear anywhere else. I believe Hurdy Gurdy Songs is a great example of that. We've covered everything from indigenous cultures to war to unwanted migration to the environment, climate. My programs every week will touch upon a different topic. Today, it's jazz, freedom jazz. But please offer your support. Go to our website, which is RadioFreeBrooklyn.com or .org, and donate. It is really important, as we can hear in this music known as jazz, this collective community coming together to work out our individual or group tensions and finding a common voice together, a shared experience. Okay, so from Armstrong to Brubeck to Roland Kirk, let's move on to some more recent work. Well, actually going back to the 70s, it seems like a lot of the early 70s music in the jazz realm was very engaged politically. Everything from Miles's insistence to use African-American women on the covers of his Columbia Records LPs to the incredible work of artists like Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry. But for now, let's listen to some more freedom jazz. Thank you for tuning in today to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Thank you. That piece is entitled War Orphans. That comes from Paul Modian, or Paul Motion. Some people pronounce it different ways. I always thought it was Paul Modian. From his second recording on the ECM, Manfred Eicher's label, ECM, called Tribute. This goes back to 1974. It featured, of course, electric guitarist and acoustic guitarist Sam Brown, guitarist Paul Metzke, the incredible Charlie Hayden on bass, and Paul Modian on percussion and drums. And of course, that is a track composed by Ornette Coleman. Before that, we heard Como en Vietnam. Both these tracks clearly referring to the time period of the early 70s and the engagement in South Vietnam. There you heard Keith Jarrett on piano, electric piano, and soprano, saxophone. Gary Burton on vibraphone, Sam Brown guitar again, guitar player that we lost much too young, Steve Swallow on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums. You are listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. These are hurdy-gurdy freedom jazz songs. I want to make mention again that we are airing today on what is Giving Tuesday, and we ask for your support. So please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org or radiofreebrooklyn.com and give whatever you can. Everything will be helpful. Anything would be helpful. I also want to let you know that we have an event coming up. Again, Radio Free Brooklyn is all about the work that we do locally in this community, and by extension, you. We'd like to invite you to an event. Excuse me. An event that's coming up on December 13th. It's our Radio Free Brooklyn holiday party, and it's going to be on Thursday, December 13th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Braven Brewing Company in Bushwick. So please, if you're interested, come on by. For a small suggested donation, you get two free beers. You can RSVP to radiofreebrooklyn.com/holiday2018 to get those two beers for your donation. Again, RSVP to radiofreebrooklyn.com/holiday2018. Get those beers, folks. And we very much want to thank Braven Brewing Company for their support of Radio Free Brooklyn during this holiday season. Please be sure to visit the Braven Brewery Bar and Kitchen. It's in Bushwick at 52 Harrison Place. You can check them out online at www.bravenbrewing.com. That's www.bravenbrewing.com. Yes, we are non-commercial, but we do need support, and Braven Brewing is coming through for us, and we hope that you do as well. So please come party with us on December 13th, Thursday, at Braven Brewing, right down here in Bushwick, beautiful downtown Bushwick. Okay, back to our program. Next up, a piece, rather landmark piece, and we'll play it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it afterwards. We'll be right back.
Ooh.
There, John Coltrane doing Alabama. And this is one of the studio tracks. There were three studio tracks on the 1964 Impulse release Live at Birdland. And Alabama, it was a response, Coltrane's response to the September 1963 bombings of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, by the Ku Klux Klan that killed four young girls and injured 22 others. This event turned out to be a turning point in the civil rights movement and the spiking support for the Civil Rights Act of 1964. John Coltrane's quartet included Coltrane on soprano and tenor saxophones, McCoy Tyner on piano, Elvin Jones on drums, and Jimmy Garrison on the double bass. Alabama. And before that, we heard another freedom fighter in the jazz world by the name of Max Roach and the vocalist Abby Lincoln. This was from another 60s era civil rights centered album called Triptych, Prayer / Protest / Peace. This three-part suite, it's an improvised duet between Roach and the remarkable voice of Abby Lincoln. And it traces the parallels between slavery in America and the bondage of apartheid in South Africa. The artist on this recording are, of course, Max Roach on drums, Abby Lincoln on vocals. This is just one of those classic recordings, and the incredible musicians on the other tracks. People like Olatunji, Coleman Hawkins, Julian Priester. So there you have a couple of examples of, again, the jazz freedom fighter. The hurdy-gurdy song. The hurdy-gurdy freedom jazz song. I hope you're enjoying today's program. My name is Jorge. If you have comments or suggestions for me, Please write to me. I am always so happy to receive your email. My email is Jorge, that's J-O-R-G-E, at radiofreebrooklyn.org. Jorge at radiofreebrooklyn.org. Want to thank again you for your support of Radio Free Brooklyn, our community internet radio. You can also get this program later on as a podcast available through the iTunes Store and Podomatic. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite tracks in this area, and we're going to be doing more on this theme. The next month or so, we're going to be focusing on more songs of, as something suggested by Coltrane, the spirituality in jazz, jazz spirit, in that Alabama track. We'll be doing programs on holy music, holy gospel, music of faith, hurdy-gurdy songs that speak to faith, belief, and action. So with that, thank you for joining me. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Don't forget about our holiday party. And until next time, I wish you all great peace and love.